Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 19th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Isolated nonspecific electrocardiographic STT, abnormalities and risk of incident heart failure and its subtypes. Isolated nonspecific STT abnormalities on electrocardiograms were found to be associated with an increased risk of incident coronary heart disease and stroke in participants free of these conditions at baseline. This study also found that these abnormalities were linked to an increased risk of incident heart failure and its subtypes. Data showed that these specific electrocardiographic patterns, defined by Minnesota ECG classification, independently predicted future development of heart failure, including both heart failure with preserved ejection fraction and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. These findings establish a prognostic role for isolated nonspecific STT abnormalities in identifying individuals at risk for future cardiovascular events and heart failure. Article number 2. Estimating 5-year absolute risk of cardiovascular disease using routinely collected electronic medical records from Australian general practices. This study demonstrated the feasibility and performance of using routinely collected electronic medical records from Australian general practices to estimate the 5-year absolute risk of cardiovascular disease. Researchers found that integrating primary care electronic medical record data, specifically from the New South Wales Health Lumos program, provided a viable approach for cardiovascular risk prediction. The study successfully utilized data from 680 general practices to assess the predictive capability of these records. These findings indicate that Australian healthcare systems can effectively leverage existing electronic medical records for robust cardiovascular disease risk estimation, comparable to methods used in the USA and UK. Article number 3. Comparing diagnostic tools for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction across community and clinical cohorts. This study demonstrated the comparative diagnostic accuracy of several tools for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF, across community and clinical cohorts. Researchers found that the Heart Failure Association PEFF and H2FPEF scores showed differing diagnostic performance when compared against inclusion criteria from sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors trials and age-adjusted N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide. The data provided clarification on the strengths and limitations of each diagnostic approach, particularly highlighting their utility in older adult populations where HFPEF diagnosis is most challenging. These findings contribute to refining the clinical algorithm for accurate identification of HFPEF. Article number 4. Therapy gaps for patients with heart failure and reduced kidney function, a prospective cohort study. This prospective cohort study identified significant therapy gaps in the contemporary management of patients with heart failure and reduced kidney function. Researchers evaluated longitudinal treatment patterns over 2 years in 1401 heart failure patients, finding that the use and dose intensity of guideline-directed heart failure therapies varied considerably across the spectrum of kidney function and left ventricular ejection fraction. The data demonstrated that a substantial proportion of patients with kidney dysfunction did not receive optimal heart failure pharmacotherapies or were underdosed. These findings highlight unmet therapeutic needs in this vulnerable patient population, indicating a discrepancy between emerging evidence and current clinical practice. Article number 5. Impact of left atrial V-wave following mitral edge-to-edge repair on survival, the MitraPRO registry. This study found that left atrial V-wave assessment following transcatheter edge-to-edge repair for mitral regurgitation had a significant impact on long-term patient survival. Data from the M1 TRAP-RO registry involving 1487 patients showed that after 3 years, survival was significantly reduced in patients with an elevated post-procedural V-wave. These findings established the post-procedural V-wave as a crucial prognostic indicator for long-term outcomes following mitral valve intervention. The study demonstrates the importance of assessing left atrial pressure dynamics after TEER for risk stratification and patient management. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.